Governor Gary Johnson is our guest here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell wants a turn.
Could we tease this apart a little bit on the issues? It seems like there's a criminal piece of this. There's a health piece of this. There's an economic piece of this. And probably several others, a moral piece, I think, that is probably a big part of the objection that a lot of people have to the positions you've taken. But just to take the criminal piece of this, I'm not sure I believe what I read or I understood it correctly, but something like 87% of the people in state prisoners in New Mexico have some sort of drug-related problem.
I it's probably not that high, Bill, but to say 50%, both state and federal, I think that might be a fairly accurate number, which is staggering. And it might be higher in that an individual caught for burglary may be conducting that burglary in the name of the purchase of drugs, and yet it never does get connected to drugs.
The question arises that I think most people would ask, is it the drugs that are causing the crime? Is it the crime that's causing the drugs? What is the connection?
Because
if there's a causal, most people I think would assume that the causality proceeds from the drugs to crime. And in that case.
And that is the biggest misperception behind the entire issue. If people will start to tune in to the issue itself, I think that you will find that almost all the problems are prohibition-related and not actually use-related. Now, that is not for one second to diminish the problems that people do have with use and addiction. My point is, even those people, it is made much worse by the fact that it's prohibited. It's made much worse by the fact that marijuana sells for more than gold. I mean, marijuana is $300 an ounce.
So there's a business behind the drugs
This gets us to the economics.
Well, this is back to prohibition. When we were in the throes of prohibition for alcohol, who was getting rich? The bootleggers. And disputes were being played out with guns on the street rather than in the courts. I think that this is what we need to return to with regard to drugs.
And for all that you are the governor of New Mexico, this is not a state problem.
This is every single governor in this country faces the same problem. Every governor in this country spends half their resources when it comes to courts, enforcement, and jails on drug-related crime. Is there a bigger issue in this country that is going unaddressed? I don't think so.
And then there are the international implications that it's both this country and how we relate to other countries in our hemisphere alone.
Well, you're exactly right. What did we have? We had Medellin cartel. Uh-huh. I'm not going to probably pronounce this right.
Medellin, yes.
Terribly violent, very violent cartel, and yet they ruled the supply of cocaine coming out of Colombia. Well, then they were replaced by the Cali cartel, and we put the Medellin cartel out of business. Then they're replaced by the Cali cartel, which are not quite as violent with everybody, and yet when it comes right down to it, yes, they're just as violent, if not more so. But they control the cocaine coming out of Colombia. Now we've put the Cali cartel out of business also. So in Colombia, we literally have thousands of producers. We have more cocaine uncontrolled from Colombia than we've ever had before, and this is a self-imposed problem in the name of let's shut off the supply of drugs.
When the demand has not in any way diminished.
And again, this is none of the supply problems would exist if it weren't for the demand. We're back now to the fact that 80 million Americans have done illegal drugs. But for the grace of God, 80 million Americans are not behind bars given the laws in this country.
And that's just sort of the luck of the draw.
Here's an analogy that I use is seatbelts, all right? You know, legislators pass laws with good intentions, right?
Right.
If it were just a matter of passing laws to prevent the problems that we have, we wouldn't have any problems. We'd also be paralyzed because because we wouldn't be able to move for the number of laws that legislatures would actually pass. But seatbelts. In New Mexico, we have a mandatory seatbelt law. 92% of the people in New Mexico comply with the seatbelt law. It saves lives. It's a great law. People comply with it. Number one, though, if you don't comply with the seatbelt law, it's not criminal. You get a fine. But what if? What if only 50% of the people in New Mexico were complying with the seatbelt law? Would the legislature, in its wisdom, decide that they should make it criminal? Maybe. And maybe in its wisdom to cut down on people not buckling up, maybe after three times getting caught without being buckled up, that you would go to jail as a mandatory sentence for 18 years. So now what happens when the policeman pulls an individual over for not having buckled up for the third time? That individual may shoot the policeman rather than go to jail for 18 years because it's now a mandatory sentence, third offense, just like the federal mandatory sentencing that we have for drugs. In my opinion, again, our policies are border on insanity and are causing the problems that we have.
You're in the rare position of having moved directly from the business environment to the governor's office, if I recall correctly, which is fairly unusual.
Well, which also is my advantage here. I've never been involved in politics before. I've always wanted to be given this opportunity, and by given this opportunity, believed it to be a high calling. And by high calling, doing what's right. Now, I also understand that there would be tens of thousands of New Mexicans that would rally outside to say that I have done anything good for New Mexico. I understand that. But in my heart, that's what I've been engaged in. And also the pledge that I made to myself when I ran for this office was I was not going to ignore issues that should be addressed simply because of politics or the consequence of not getting elected.
And for those people who don't know, you're the only governor of the state of New Mexico to be reelected.
Well, actually, there have been a number of governors reelected.
But not consecutively?
I'm the first eight-year governor of New Mexico because of a change in the law.
So you don't get all the credit?
So there have been a number of four-year, two-term governors in New Mexico.
But not consecutively.
The business piece, I grew up in a part of the country where we had dry counties. And there was, for years, and still I think in some places, an unholy alliance between the church, the sheriff, and the bootleggers. Because
this, of course, is alcohol.
The preachers could rail against it and feel like they were doing their jobs, and the sheriffs had a full-time occupation chasing bootleggers up and down the roads of America, and of course the bootleggers were getting rich. And people were still drinking, of course, but there was this really, and in a way it goes to what you were saying earlier about the perverse incentives we provided, but also the business side of that. From the sheriff's point of view, it was good business. From the politician's point of view, it was good business. From the preacher's point of view, it was good business, and the bootleggers loved it.
You know, and Bill, I think that what you just pointed out also brought down prohibition. The fact that everyone saw that the preachers drank, that law enforcement drank, that doctors drank, that lawyers drank, accountants drank. I think the fact that everybody saw those professionals down at the speakeasy drinking brought an end to prohibition. Here's another criticism. You know what? You pass laws like this, and you're going to become a mecca for pot smokers.
Drug haven.
My response is, you mean the millions of accountants, doctors, professionals, entrepreneurs, scientists, engineers that today smoke marijuana and that might move to New Mexico perhaps because they're treating this in a more rational way? Oh, gee, we sure wouldn't want that to happen now, would we?
This is Governor Gary Johnson. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Be with us when we return with the Paula Gordon Show.